At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
78
from the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. Don't worry about me. I called ART.
Traffic. Main roads are looking good. Expect normal travel times. But there is construction on I-135 northbound at the ramp to Kellogg West. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. From 1712's a warm, muggy, and breezy morning with wake-up temperatures in the 60s, but later today, high of 82 with those partly cloudy skies, windy conditions from the south, but we have to be on guard for those strong to severe thunderstorms developing. After 1 o'clock, storms could produce large hail, damaging winds, and very heavy rain, especially right around the 4 o'clock hour. Storms should continue to push off to the east of the turnpike as we get a little bit beyond 7 o'clock, so most of your late evening plans should be okay, but temperatures will be falling into the low 40s tonight, looking at much cooler temperatures as we head into the weekend, high of 63 for your Saturday, but eventually more the 70s heading into your Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Better than a halftime show. And we don't even have backup dancers.
Oh, God, I feel wicked, awful, bad, awesome, sucky. I absolutely cannot face this. Wait a minute. It's Friday. I forgot. It's Friday. It's Friday.
Today is Friday.
You've waited all week. You've been waiting. Monday, you got through it. Tuesday, you got through it. Wednesday, you started to smell it. Thursday, you were right on top of it. And now it's here! It's Friday! It's time to rock and roll!
From Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Hey, welcome back for another hour of Sports Daily. Thanks for being here with us. We've got a lot for you. Jalen Thompson, our Royals insider, going to join us this hour. Headlines I missed, much more. Your calls and commentary, 869-1240 is the phone number. Facebook, YouTube, X for your video comments. You can email the show, sportsdaily@kfhradio.com. Thanks for listening to us on the Odyssey app. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected. Everything we've got for you is on tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Have a brew with a view on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour on WBC East Patio, or grab a pizza outside shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. When you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. We're back with you here. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland. One headline before we get to the headlines I missed that I'm just seeing now, TJ. Coach Joe Auer, former Wichita Heights legendary coach, tweeting out, and it says, Perry Ellis had another injury, season-ending injury. Good luck to Perry Ellis, the Wichita legend out there, who's had a couple of injuries in his pro career that have been derailing. So hopefully he's able to get back on his feet and continue to go. All right, TJ, let's get to some headlines I missed.
All right, Sports Daily fans, let's take you to the sports headlines Jacob probably didn't see.
Okay, UFL last night, Jacob. I'm literally just seeing this as I'm pulling it up.
All right.
Who are these teams? I don't even know. Do you know any UFL? You ever watched it since it came back?
I mean, there's been so many different leagues. I don't know. I've watched some of them, but I can't even remember what they were, so I couldn't tell you if I've watched UFL. No, I am not seeking out the secondary football league. I just don't. It's amazing that it's never taken off, but no.
The Louisville Kings, this is going viral, I guess, in the first quarter. They were on the goal line, and to avoid a hit, they slid before actually falling into the end zone. Like, they slid and down themselves at the one instead of going in for the touchdown. So it's a big deal. Why am I telling you this, Jacob? Quarterback for the Louisville Kings, Jason Bean.
Okay. Shout out Jason Bean, former KU great. Why players don't score? Were they trying to run the clock? Players do that all the time.
It was the first quarter, though. I don't understand. I don't really know. Oh. It's weird. I don't know all the details. I'm just telling you, Jason Bean was on national TV yesterday. Maybe he's just
can you bet the UFL? Do we need to be suspicious here? Okay.
No, yeah, right. I don't know. All right, what else we got for you? Let's go back to the Royals. Did you see that sliding catch from Kyle Isbell last night?
I did, yep.
Gosh, I can't get enough of that. That is one of the crazier plays that he's made. To, like, how many times, first of all, do you make a sliding catch on the warning track? Like,
well, usually, sliding away from the field of play.
Sliding horizontally. Like, right. Even still, like, I've never even seen a sliding catch on, like, usually it's like a diving catch or like a leaping catch on the warning track.
It's a good place to slide, though, because you have control of slamming into the wall there.
Yep. Anyways, this Royals burner account posted the highlight and said, it's one thing to make this sliding catch while tracking a deep fly ball knowing you're running out of room. It's a whole other thing to make that catch while out of the corner of your eye you see an NFL edge rusher barreling towards you like Jack Caglione was.
I said this yesterday. I don't think people have a real good grasp of how big Jack Caglione is.
He's ginormous.
Jack Caglione is 6'4", 250.
He wears size 17 cleats.
He is enormous. Arvell Reese, who is about to be, as a defensive lineman in the NFL, a top three pick in this draft, is 6'4", 240. I'll say that again. Jack Caglione's 6'4", 250. Your edge rusher comp is correct. He is as big as an NFL defensive lineman.
That's so crazy.
Right field. He's huge.
That's pretty insane. It's nuts.
By the way, we see this too. We see pitchers like these 6'7", 6'8". I always look at that and think about them growing up. And parents are like, you know what? Jack Caglione to be a baseball player, or you know, instead of a power forward, you're going to be a starting.
I think Cags probably was in a spot in middle school where he had to look at himself and be like, "Yeah, I could probably play whatever I want to play."
Well, right, and he probably swung a bat and the ball, you know, went 400 feet, and he was like, yeah. "Maybe I should do that."
He just got the hit of dopamine from a baseball bat rather than a football helmet, basically,
or just realized he can do it. I mean,
he could have made $1 million as a college small forward, probably.
Like, I don't want to take anything away from it, but I like hitting a baseball still. You've either got it or you don't.
Yeah,
like we see basketball players trained late. We see all these things, but to be able to hit a curveball. Have you ever?
He's playing well.
I know you have, but for those that like, have you ever tried to swing at a curveball? Mm-hmm. Like, good luck to watch these guys with wooden bats hit those 400 feet is a skill set not very many people have.
Gosh, he's playing well too. He threw another outfield assist yesterday too. He's playing well. All right, let's keep going. Speaking of size 17 cleats, let's go to some other cleats stories. This one came out overnight. Jackson Smith and Jigba wore a size 12 at Ohio State. I don't know who had this, but it's on social media. He wore a size 12 at Ohio State and had hamstring issues. Remember all the injury talk about Jackson Smith and Jigba? When he got to Seattle, they used a full body scan to customize gear for each player. Now he wears a 10.5 and the problems went away.
10.5?
He went down a size and a half cleat.
I wear that size or bigger shoe. That surprises me. How tall is Jackson Smith and Jigba?
I mean, I don't know.
He's got to be 6 foot tall or taller, probably. I would think.
Probably. What size shoe do you wear, Jacob? You probably wear like 11.
Oh, he is 6 foot tall. He's 6 foot tall.
I bet Jacob wears an 11.
Yeah, it depends on the brand, but yeah, somewhere between some are 10, some are 10.5, some are up to 11.5. Just kind of depends.
We're 14s, man. Fuck. Yeah, I know. You're telling me. I'm the kind of guy, you don't walk into Dick's and walk out with a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
You walk into Dick's and say, yeah, can I order those?
I'm in the section that is the most picked over.
Yeah, Jacob's picking in the kids section.
It's the most common size. There's nothing left ever. It's like I wear mediums which are never left, and the shoe size that's never left. I'm the most average sized American I think that there is.
No. Okay. Back to baseball. The Bowling Green Hot Rods last night. I think this is
That's a good one. I have not
single
heard
of that. Single A, High A. High A, yeah, that's a good team name. High A for the Rays. They took a lead last night over, I'm not even going to try to tell you who that team is. I have no idea. I'm not even going to try. The Drive, something Drive. It was 7-7 in the top of the eighth, and they had their backup catcher pitching, and he hit a home run off of him for a go-ahead home run. And everybody was like, what am I missing? Like, there's not a single pitcher that can pitch in that scenario. Like,
in
not
IA,
one.
They're probably being pretty careful. I mean, you're on strict limits and all of those things. Speaking of minor league baseball, I'm going to the Chili Buns game tonight. Can't wait.
Hope it happens.
It'll happen. Unless something changed overnight, our rain's happening early, and then it'll be out of here. Mm. So,
speaking of headlines, I saw our people at KCTV5 reported that tonight's storm could bring potato-sized hailstones.
Oh, man.
Potato.
I do too. It looks like, it looked like, and I've got, again, I'll check it this morning. It looked like we were kind of on the very beginning of it, and then it's east. So we're still in the possibility, I think, of catching only a little bit of it. And then maybe it moves on. We're fringy. Wichita's going to be fringy.
We are in the bubble for sure.
That's for sure.
We're in whatever the red color or the orange color.
No,
on the
it's not red. Showing. It's not red today. It's not. It's 3 out of 5. It's not red. It's not purple. It's orange, but it can be hail. Hail. Yes, I've got a headline for you, TJ. Before we go, you're gonna like this. This is Josh Norris, who is at Underdog. He had Dane Brugler on, who is the Athletics draft guy. He said, Jordan Tyson's working out for teams today, only running routes, no athletic testing. According to Brugler, if it goes flawlessly, he could be drafted much earlier than where a lot of mocks currently slot him to what we were just talking about. If there's not a tag with an injury on him, there are people that think he's better than Carnell Tate. We love him. I've said it before. I don't trust my side-by-side because we watch so much more Big 12 football. There you go. He can move up. And if he moves up, who moves down? Think about those things. Carnell Tate, maybe? But that just was a part of a podcast there. Anything else?
Let's just go with football. I got one that I'll save for later because we'll talk some portal talk, I'd have to imagine, later in the show.
Yes.
This is from Rob DeMello of the sports director at Kahan. You know where Kahan is?
Do not.
Honolulu.
Oh, nice.
Aloha Stadium is undergoing renovation. They just tore out like the upper bowl of the start of the section. This video is pretty crazy. They did some major demolition. They're opening a 31,000 seat venue in the spring of 2029. So
it's not you. That's not renovation. That's demolition.
I think it's renovation, but I think that it's like kind of like what Penn State's doing, where they had to like take out the press box so they could build up from there. I think it's the same stadium. They're just adding seats to it. If I had to guess, they're probably renovating the upper or demolition of the upper bowl and then renovating the whole thing.
Got it. Well,
you ever been there? Never been to Aloha Stadium?
I need to go. I didn't go inside, but we drove by it. Yeah,
I need to go.
I still don't understand why every great athlete doesn't go to Hawaii. All right, we're coming right back.
This is Sports Radio.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.